Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
In Psalm 80, Asaph asked God three times to restore Israel. Three times he wrote these basic words, "Restore us, God, make your face shine on us, so that we may be saved." However, the heart of Asaph's prayer focused on Israel as an uprooted vine that God brought out from Egypt. He continued to use this metaphor by stating that this transplanted vine took root in the Promised Land. However, eventually it was cut down and burned up. And then here is the remarkable thing. At the same time, Asaph offered a prayer that clearly referred to the coming of the Messiah. Listen carefully to these words.
"Let your hand be with the man at your right hand, with the Son of Man you have made strong for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, Lord, God of armies. Make your face shine on us, so that we may be saved."
Well, once again, right here in the Old Testament, we see God's Spirit speaking historically, and at the same time speaking prophetically through this Old Testament prophet. But notice something else in the New Testament. It's not an accident that when Jesus Christ came, he used the same metaphor as Asaph. However, Jesus referred to himself, not Israel, when he said, "I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. Remain in me and I in you. Just as a branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me." So let's remember this principle to live by. We must live in close fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, drawing our strength from him.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.